on my podcast. This is Pawan Kumar at Disney Podcast. These are the stories. So, after a very appreciated season 2, after a pause, I started the season 3 very soon. In fact, I want to start it in January. But then the opportunities came knocking the door in the form of new business ideas and things that can actually change the world and the people who are actually behind it. So thought to prepone this, and here we go. The first episode of the season 3 with someone special. So in this conversation, we are catching up with Stuti Bajaj. She's the founder and creative director of a lifestyle and stationery brand called Scribbling All Day. So this brand offers handcrafted and artistic products, but actually helps with productivity and mindfulness. In short, it is actually a mindful stationery.
I think one of those emerging way of living, a lifestyle practice
that is actually picking up in India across the cities. You can see across generations actually. So this conversation with Stuti has actually tried to understand, made me understand how our museums with understanding her journaling practices and her love for art, and how this entire thing has actually kind of ventured into
pure, game-changing a potential brand in the form of scribbling all the day.
And I've also tried to understand how scribbling all day stationery, the journals and planners, the segment of various products that are already impacting many of our customers, many of our, and by the way, I understood there's a strong potential community being built also. So with all these things in mind, I want to really introduce to all of you to this wonderful brand and a wonderful person behind it, and try to see how the practice of journaling and planning can be part of our lives, and how scribbling all day can be that agent, can be that buddy for all of us. Here we go. Let's connect with Stuti.
Sure. And I must start with that. When I started talking to you, I figured that you were so beautiful inside out. You brought that mental beauty into order, and you're trying to build a proper ecosystem for many of people around who always struggle to find a meaning, maybe for themselves, or maybe give, maybe kind of really ensuring something of the sort for their friends, family, kind of a gift. I'm so curious to understand your origin. I just want to understand the story before you started your firm, Scribbling All Day. I want to understand what was the journey quickly. And then we can actually skip to the next one.
Firstly, thank you so much for the beautiful question. It sounded more like a compliment. So, thanks a lot. And coming to my journey, it started like any other entrepreneur. How you want to create products that you feel are missing in your life. But I would like way before that, like starting from when I was a kid and how I came to this field. So actually, I was a super nerd who would sit in a corner holding a book all day, who won't need people to talk to, games to play, activities to do, just sitting, observing things, looking at people passing by, noticing traffic, observing the sky, the clouds, the different shapes you see in the clouds. All of that was so amusing to me. And my favorite thing to do forever was just observing these little things during a mundane day and recording all of that in my drawing book. I have multiple books as a kid where I have drawn moon in 5 different ways and sky in so many different ways. That's how my usual life was, and this is what I loved. As I keep growing up, my fondness for art also grew. Having said that, this was a very, very unconventional field, and not too many people knew what you could do with this hobby, and people would see this as something you would do on the side, and you know, not something you can build a career in.
Right.
So I was pretty certain that this is something that I would like to do, and I started out on my own research to understand what the kind of careers that can be built around this field. And surprisingly, same did my parents. Unlike usual middle class parents who want their kids to do something like engineering or medical, they did. They were pretty open to what I was passionate for, and they did their own research. Of course, not on Google, but by talking to people, trying hard to find out what else can be done in this field. And I was really lucky to find some really nice people who helped me out in my way. Sometimes we underestimate the power of our circle and what people around us can do. But I really, really feel in my journey, people around me have been the biggest pillars. I mean, you never know who you come across and how that person might help you out in the future. Somehow led me to my path. I slowly realized there's something called design, which is more functional than art, and there are different disciplines within design, like product design, design, UI, UX design. So all of that, all of these disciplines need a lot of art, need a lot of creative thinking. At the same time, a lot of intervention on the strategic side. And they're all very well needed by brands in today's time. That's how I landed up at my dream college, which is Srishti School of Art and Design in Bangalore. So I went to Bangalore for 4 years, studied there, had the best time of my life. And yeah, came back to Delhi, started doing the job. And while doing this job, I, you know, like any other artist, I had so much craze for beautiful stationery and pretty looking packaging that I started collecting a lot of these products. And I was an avid journaler myself. I would love to spend time alone, journal how my day went. I would love to research on different kinds of journaling techniques. So in that process, I came across many, many different brands that sell such products, both Indian and international. And yeah, I could see a lot of gaps that I would have loved to fill in. Or while using the product, I could, you know, even before the thought of creating something of my own came in, I could see a lot of things that, arre, ye maine banaya hota, toh this was something I would have added. Or rather, I would just use some hacks and go ahead and add my own pages to the existing products. So with this thought of creating something that I would have liked in my life, I started my own brand. And it started as a side hustle. I would still say it's kind of in between a side hustle and a small business. But I have plans to make it very, very big.
How scribbling all day is making it more happy and more meaningful, actually. You can throw me some stories, because I'm a storyteller. I love to hear more stories, Sudhi. Sure. I'm sure when you are talking about your nerdish, that's what you said, the nerdish childhood, yes. And when you're actually kind of really observing the traffic, the people, I can visualize a ponytail girl sitting along and kind of really sketching it. I was just visualizing the same thing. I really want, if you have any picture of it, I'll use it as a cover page of our discussion also.
Oh, sure. Would love to
share. Please do.
The right amount of colors, the right amount of graphics. It's a very, very tricky decision that what is the kind of page you want to give to somebody so that they want to journal more. What are the kind of prompts you want to give them? Sometimes people want to start it as a practice because you know other people are doing it, and it does help you. It does help you stay organized. It helps you bring out your thoughts. It helps you introspect better. It helps you with your creativity. There are multiple advantages to journaling. Sometimes you do it, but they don't know how to do it. They really struggle to sit and think, what should they write about, or how should they go about things. So I have created my product in a manner that, one, we allocate you space to write something every day. It can be really free-flowing. It can be exactly how you're doing or your preview for the day, or just the highlights of the day. Then along with that, there are some really exciting activities in between throughout the product, throughout the planner and journal. And you get some really interesting prompts. Just to give you activities with hanging balloons. Like, you know, there are certain things in our daily lives that hang us down, that bring us down, that pull us down. So the idea is just to mention the need to really, really think about all of those small things that are pulling you down. Mention the names on the drawing and color it to the point you can't see them. Journal and to express yourself better. Sometimes you just need the right prompts. So there are a lot of interesting prompts that I have come up with. And this process needs a lot of research. If somebody thinks that, okay, I'll get up one day and, you know, write my own prompts or create my own activities, it is a lot of time investment, which is why I personally felt that such products are needed in the market. And I started my journey of creating such products. I had two kind of buyers. One who were already in their process of journaling or planning their day. So people who are already using products of other brands but wanted to try new brands. And second were people who were trying such products for the first time. So my interaction with both these kind of, both the sections of the audience was really, really interesting. Now, most startups or most small businesses always want to create a very close-knit community, and magically I got that in my first product itself. That was my biggest win, my community, the kind of people who bought from me and interacted with me almost on a, you know, weekly basis. So it was lovely to have some people send me pictures of their planners, the ones who were already using. And people send me pictures of how they use my stickers in different ways. What are the cool things they are doing in the existing planner? What are the really interesting things, interesting differences they've noticed between other planners and my planners? And that was something really nice to know. So I had a lot of insights from my audience, both existing and new. The new audience kept telling me how using a planner in their day-to-day lives is making their life more organized, is making them calmer as a human being, because there are a lot of inspirational anecdotes throughout the pages. There are a lot of nice illustrations you can sit down and color. So coloring pages is another thing that Indian market hasn't been exposed to a lot, whereas internationally this is a very, very common product. Almost everybody carries their coloring book. Almost all adults carry it. It's almost like a meditation product where you sit in color in a very, very detailed drawing. It just makes you really calm, really creative. It gives you time to think about other things. So yeah, it was beautiful talking to all these lovely people who are my buyers. In fact, a very weird story here. So, like every entrepreneur, there were times when I would lose motivation and I would not update content on my Instagram, or I would not come up with products for some time. And I actually had my users reach out to me and tell me how the product has impacted their lives, and they would want to see a product for 2023, 24, and, like, you know, all the subsequent years as well. So I feel that's the biggest win I've had so far. Pushing the product at this stage, I would love to host workshops on journaling. There are 7 different techniques of journaling which a lot of people don't know about. So I would love to talk on topics like this. I would love to be a part of discussions like we're doing right now, because more and more people need to learn about these concepts and try it for themselves. And I'll be very honest, it's not something that you'll have to push beyond an extent, because if somebody tries it once, it's theirs. You don't have to ask somebody to do it twice. It is such a wonderful experience. So I'll give you a small example. There is something called morning journaling. It's almost like a challenge that was started by American YouTubers. The idea is that you keep your journal next to your bedside while sleeping, and the moment you wake up, you fill 3 A4 size pages with all your unfiltered thoughts and never read those pages again. It may sound you know, very random and very unnecessary at the moment. But the moment you start doing it, it is such a beautiful exercise. You are literally throwing everything that's in your mind on paper without the hesitation that someday you might read it and judge yourself. Plus, it has a time limit, so you don't have any time to think. Everything that you're putting out is just unfiltered thoughts. So ideas like these, concepts like these need to be pushed forward, which is something I would definitely like to do through this brand. And reflecting on what went right and what went wrong is such an important part of our day. Most of us are just running around, doing different things. But when are you going to sit and think about why you did, what you gained from it, what you lost from it? All of this is such an important thing, which we usually, you know, just put it for tomorrow or day after, and that day after never happens. If you have a book lying on your bedside, that postponing of things would never happen. I'd like to put some emphasis on planning and organizing for your day. So my product only helps you journal your thoughts and do a lot of interesting mindfulness activities. It also helps you prepare a daily to-do. It helps you set your goals properly, break down your goals into small achievable agendas, which is very important. A lot of us have, these super big New Year resolutions, and they fade off as January does. Like, nobody breaks down into achievable steps. We all want to lose 10 kgs before the next year starts, but none of us make. What are the things we need to do to achieve those, to reduce those 10 kgs? When are we aiming to lose 2 kg and the next 3 kg? So there are no mid milestones set. There are no actionable items written down. All of that is also very important to ensure we stick to the goals we make.
So what I want to do
through this product is work on two angles. One is mindfulness and overall well-being, and second is goal setting and productivity. I would say I love to put a little twist to my routine on a regular basis. I mean, that's kind of contrary to the term routine, but this is something that's worked for me. So what I always say is do things that work for you. And, try everything and see what works best for you. So what's worked best for me is having a routine, because some sort of structure is always helpful. But like you mentioned in the beginning of this conversation, a little organic flow, a little chaos also helps. So yeah, idea to have organized routines for yourself, definitely take out time for your own self, where you do journaling, meditation, whatever works for you in that given situation. But also keep adding other things to the routine sometimes. Kabhi kabhi kuch alag alag bhi karna chahiye.
And what kind of books, and that's something you look at, that kind of really trigger you? And
yeah, I am a lot into self-help group, self-help books. I'm a part of some self-help books. I am a lot into self-help books, and I'm also a part of self-help groups. So okay. I think I've read a lot of different self-help books. I hear a lot of podcasts, especially where different people are invited every day and they share their own journey. I think there is no better book than actually listening to somebody's own journey. Paul, thank you so much for listening till the end. And if you've listened so far, I'm sure you've found some meaning in whatever I had to say. And I would like to end it by saying, if this is the end though, I would like to end it by saying, do not quit on your daydream. It all starts from a small dream, from a small idea. People in your journey who are trying to uplift you, and you will also find a lot of people who are trying to pull you down. Sit down, reflect on what's working well for you, what's not. Reflect on what other people said and how you can make the most of it, and then take action. People usually motivate you and push you to take action. I would say pause, think, and then take action. That's it from my end.